I like them looking at me. I learned early on that men are easy to control. A wink here, a cross of the legs there, suggestively placing my pen in my mouth. It was easy. The most surprising part to me was my growing need to have that validation. Every morning, I would stand naked in front of the mirror, examining my body from different angles and planning what my outfit would be for the day. Mostly, I planned it based on what I was doing and my mood, like any woman, I suppose. But I always came at it from the angle of giving myself options to turn men on, to have them want me. I laid out my dress and stockings and searched my closet for the right pair of shoes. Today would be a bra and panty-free day. Sometimes it added that extra spark and gave me a hidden thrill as I flirted and teased. Of course, I would never let any man actually see my pussy. The whole point was to torment, not to act like a slut. As I examined the bright red lipstick, ensuring it was perfectly applied, I stopped and looked at myself in the mirror. I wondered who it would be today. Who would desperately try to see more? Who would try to covertly admire my legs? Who would wait until I had passed to turn and watch the sway of my ass? I drove the back way. Traffic could be horrible sometimes. And though it was longer going through empty farmland, I didn't have to wait for other horrible drivers to lurch along through the rush hour. I didn't see the branch in the road until too late. And as it rattled underneath the car, I heard a loud pop and immediately felt the front of the car veer to the right. Fuck. I didn't need a flat in the middle of nowhere. I fished my phone out of my purse, and when I saw there was no reception, I sighed in disgust and threw it back in the bag. Scanning the road ahead and behind me, I wondered how I would get someone to fix it for me. Was that... Yes, there was a ramshackle barn off in the distance. With a sigh, I opened the door and prepared to trudge my way there. Farms had men. Men who knew how to fix things, surely. Like, weren't there tractors or some such always breaking down? Certainly a pretty girl with just the proper amount of leg showing and ruby red lipstick applied just so could get some heck to change her flat. My heels sunk into the soft dirt of the driveway. This really wasn't a well-kept place. Had this farmer no pride? Maybe he didn't even know how to fix things, but he probably had a phone. Even poor hillbillies had phones nowadays, didn't they? As I stared at the broken staircase and trash strewn about the porch, I started to think this might have been a bad idea. I heard noises from the open barn door, and I picked my way around the puddles and made my way in that direction. Perhaps I should announce myself, which was proper, I suppose. Leaning towards the open door, I tentatively called, "Hello?" I heard a crash from the interior and gave a little gasp as I stepped back. "Hello? I've had a flat down the road. Is there anyone there?" A man appeared in the doorway, wiping his hands on a filthy rag. He wore a dirty white undershirt and had stained jeans on. Stubble on his face and greasy hair pointing in every direction. He certainly wasn't the normal type that I encountered. Hello, sir. I've had a flat down the road a ways. Do you think... Could you help me? It was automatic by this point. My inflection, the way I moved my hand to cover my breasts. I really didn't know how to talk to a man without teasing anymore. He ran his eyes up and down me and turned and spit. Sticking the disgusting rag in his back pocket, he slowly nodded and said he had a jack in the back and waved me forward. I don't know why I followed him in the barn. It was dark inside, and my eyes blinked as I tried to see clearly. An old truck took most of the space, with the rest filled with farm things, I suppose. He weaved his way down a narrow walkway, through the junk piles, towards an open doorway behind the other side of the truck. I delicately followed, hoping that my heels wouldn't get too dirty or, God forbid, my stocking would tear. When I stepped through the doorway, he was gone. "Hello? Sir? Hello?" I stepped towards the right, towards a workbench, cluttered with tools and things. Hearing a noise behind, I started to turn and saw his fist swinging towards my face. Pain exploded from my jaw, and I crumpled to the dirty floor. Tears sprang to my eyes as I reached up to my face. He towered over me, filthy and menacing, and I whimpered, "Why?" I gasped as he unbuckled his belt, and as his greasy fingers started to slide it out of his jeans, I tried to scramble backwards with one hand. I rolled to my knees and started to crawl away. I heard a loud whooshing sound, and then the belt impacted on my raised ass. I screamed as the jolt radiated through my body. I collapsed in a heap and started crying as I felt his calloused hand wrap around my ankle. Roughly, he dragged me back towards him, and I felt my dress slide up my thighs as he pulled. I reached down to try to push it down, and too late saw the backhanded swing. My head rocked to the side, and I tasted wet blood on my lips from where it tore against my teeth. He pushed my legs open, and I tried to scramble backwards. The air burst out of my lungs when he punched me in the stomach, and I lay back and wondered why this was happening. What had I done wrong? I felt his fingers paw at my bare pussy. I moaned and tried to push him away, but he merely smacked me again. I felt his weight smother my body, and when I tried to squirm, my legs closed. He jammed his knee between them and pried them back apart. "No. No, don't do this. I can go and not tell," I pleaded. He reached up with one hand and covered my mouth and pushed my head back roughly. His hips rotated, and I felt his dick scrape across my lips. I gave a last desperate push to get him off me, and then I felt the head slip in. Crying, I closed my eyes and wondered why this was happening to me. He grunted, and I felt him push deeper into me. His stubble scraped across my cheek as he lay over me. My mind pulled into itself, and I could now see us on the floor from a remote perspective. I watched as his hips rocked, and watched as my legs lay spread, arms flat on the ground. I heard his pants and moans and watched the tears run down my cheeks. The brute's body went still, then twitched a bit, and I heard him let out a long, low moan. Then I don't remember much. The alarm blared and I sat upright in bed. I felt my jaw and ran my tongue along the inside of my cheeks searching for blood. I sighed and leaned over to shut off the alarm.